Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's once again time for our weekly update of the entrepreneurial activity in South Carolina. John Swamp Fox Warner is joining us today. He's co-founder of Concept to Companies and founder and CEO of Swamp Fox, an entrepreneur-centric business news service. And he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, so tell us what's showing up on your radar in the swamp this week.
Man, we got some good entrepreneurial news all across the state. Recently, Charleston showed up in the Huffington Post as outpacing the nation in tech growth. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Outpacing the nation in technology growth, and it showed up in the Huffington Post?
Yeah, pretty cool. And they featured Dig South as a big catalyst for some of this, but it mentioned, you know, a lot of other organizations, the Harbor Accelerator and Charleston Digital Corridor. It talked about some of the big tech anchors that Charleston has, Benefit Focus and Blackbaud. So that was really good to show up in a major publication like this. Then on the other end of the state, Greenville showed up in a list of top 10 communities for entrepreneurial startups. That culture's been growing. I sent a couple of friends, John Moore and Phil Yanoff, a note and said, you know, it's amazing that we're an overnight success. So it's good to see that kind of recognition nationally in lots of places in the state, isn't it?
It is. And so I guess the next question is, so we've got technology growth, we've got entrepreneurism, we've got the state covered here. Where are we taking this? Are we seeing these companies turn into major employers? Are we having progress in creating billionaires yet?
Well, you know, it's interesting you asked that question. So there was another good article in the Business Insider. Many people know who Elon Musk is. He's the founder of PayPal and Tesla and SpaceX, one of these guys that just is a big thinker and is able to, you know, rally resources to take on big projects. He's got an estimated net worth of $12 billion. And his wife wrote a post about what does it take to be a billionaire? So in South Carolina, we got a lot of good entrepreneurs going on out there. You know, what does it take for us to get more people who really knock the ball out of the park? You know, one of the things she really focused on, Mike, and this makes a lot of sense, and that is, you know, you just have to figure out how to create a value proposition that's so unique and so compelling that the world comes to you and that you can scale this in a big way. I mean, that's not such a novel idea, is it? But it's really hard to execute.
Well, yeah, you've got to fight off competition for one thing.
Right. And she talked about having people that were the masters of multiple worlds, like Elon Musk, where, you know, oftentimes you'll find folks that have become an expert in one area, they've become an expert in another area, so they're able to bring ideas from multiple places. They also can often speak different languages, you know, one industry or another industry. They're very innately curious people. And what they're focused on as much as anything is how to really deliver value to a large number of people. I thought it was interesting that she says oftentimes they're not really people who are overly concerned with how do they create a net worth of $1 billion. A lot of those folks never make it. They're folks out trying to change the world, make it a better place. And she has this comment that says, you know, the world really doesn't care what you want or deserve. And that's for sure, isn't it?
Yeah, so I guess what we're taking here from this is billionaires are curious, innovative, multitaskers.
Absolutely. And I think we need a lot of entrepreneurs in South Carolina. We've got a good culture of people, and we really need to encourage some big thinkers. How are they going to change the world? Because those are the people that are going to grow rapidly and be big. And, you know, it's a scary thing because it might not work. And Musk himself went through a period right after the financial crisis where he wasn't sure if he was going to be able to keep all these things alive. And it was just through sheer tenacity that, you know, he was successful. And I had a mentor one time that told me that tenacity trumps talent. And for people like me, that's a really good thing.
All right, John, how's that business calendar looking?
Well, we got a couple of good events coming up. We've got an entrepreneurial activity up in Spartanburg for the Iron Yards, their pitch day. And then we have the South Carolina Aerospace Conference, one of the bigger industrial clusters in the state. It'll occur at the end of August.
John, thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and founder and CEO of Swamp Fox, an entrepreneur-centric business news service. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his companies posted at our webpage, etvradio.org. Click on podcasts, where you'll be able to hear this show again and connect with us through links to our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.